Now, I'll just quote these scriptures to you and tell you where they come from. It'll save you having to turn there. First of all, we share in the love that exists between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and you've got to settle that. That's between you and your Maker. You share in the love. When you get saved, you begin to share in the love. It's all there, but you learn how to. You begin to share in the love that exists between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In John 17, 23b says this, "And that the world may know that you have sent me and love them as you've loved me." The same love that exists between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit now exists between us. So now it's the same love that exists between Fred Drummond, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. What a thing. We share in it. I don't mean he gave you a little piece. I mean, it's all there. How much can you receive? We have receiving problems. In the new Eden, on the new heaven and the new earth, we will receive it in its entirety with a body, soul, and spirit that's been regenerated and glorified. Right now, we receive it into our spirit man, and we receive it by faith, and we thank God for it, but he has shared it with me. And that is so ridiculous and so beyond my mind, and it so causes you to burn most of the stupid theological books in your library, I don't know what to say. I'm going to say it again. We share in the love that exists between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, John 17, 23. Number two, we are invited to enjoy God's oneness through our love or his love in our churches. Now, this is very big. We're invited to share in God's oneness through his love in our churches. John 17, 21 says that they may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they may also be in us. Our oneness isn't doctrinal.
No. Yeah. That's
fundamentalists believe that.
That's true.
What came first, Jesus and your salvation, or a book of theology? Yeah. How do you learn theology? From a good book and a good Bible college? No, from a good Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And then get it where he wants you to be, and he'll teach you in church, he'll teach you in Bible college. But we're invited to share in the oneness. Let me tell you here and now, what holds the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in oneness is the love. And that's what's supposed to keep us here, which is why you get no credit for thanking someone for doing something nice for you when you deserve it. What's the big deal? Jesus himself said that. Don't the tax collectors do that? But when Matthew rubs you the wrong way, when he does something ugly, or he says something cruel, or he barks at you and makes you feel like a fool, and then you treat him in genuine love, you don't say, "Well, I'll tell you what, Matthew, because of the love of Christ in my heart, I'm going to forgive you." You lying, low-down, five-sandwich-eating mugwump. You just did a trade there. You just bartered. You showed me your five squirrels, and I showed you. That's what it is. We just made a trade. No. When he does that, you don't even see it. That's love. That's why your marriages are falling apart. That's why your children are going berserk. That's why no one likes anybody. And we're supposed to be Christian. That's heathen. I'll read those two again. We share in the love that exists between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Number two, we are invited to enjoy oneness through his love in our churches. Listen to this. What makes us one is what brings us to church. And what keeps us here, and that is the unique love relationship God has put between us in our divine connections. It's funny. In the world, you could get all kinds of love from them, but it only goes so far, and it leaves you empty in the most important areas in your life. That's what's so important. Number three, this love between us is the perfection that we're called to live by. We're supposed to be perfect in this love. Don't forget what John said later on in his epistle, perfect love casts out fear, buddy. It's this perfection. Our perfection is to be in our love. As John 17:23a says, "I in them," Jesus speaking, "and you, Father, in me, that they may be made perfect in one." He's talking about love. Now, is Jesus and the Father? That's ridiculous. They're two separate people. They don't even talk about the Holy Ghost. He's in this too. How are they in one another? Through the love. That's the perfection. So we're called to be one. We're called to share in the love that exists between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We're called to be one in this love, in the way we receive it and give it. We're called to be perfect. That's the perfection of God. And people need to start talking about, this is the perfection. The perfection is the fact that I don't know how to do anything to offend Randall Vincent. It's not possible. Why? Because he's a nice guy. See, that's what the world, that's the world. That's exactly what the world would do. No, because the love of God flows through that guy, and it's always big enough in him to where it just never, ever gonna happen. That's why you sometimes hear me say, well, if I can't take advantage of you, who can I take advantage of? I'm not taking advantage of your lousy flesh. That's got a short fuse. I'm talking about taking advantage of the love of God at work in you marvelously doing things. Then we get to the song finally, and we're gonna not turn there, but John 17, 22. He says, first of all, let me read. When we live by God's love in our churches, we show off the glory that exists between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I'll say it again. When we live by God's love in our churches, we show off the glory that exists between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And in John 17, 22, he says, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are. So apparently, unity, perfection, and glory that exist in the Father do so because of the love going on between them that is the same. It is the love that is perfect. It is the love that's made them one. It's the love that is the glory. Even the glory of creation was an act of love. God can't do anything that isn't love.
Yes.
You want the glory of this church. You want the Holy Ghost to run up and down the aisles, touching your life and doing marvelous things. Then bring the glory to church.
Yeah.
Bring the love.
Beautiful.
As I read to you early on, by this all will know you are my disciples if you have love for one another, from John 13:35.